fire, our culture is disintegrating.
Hey, pass the salt.
It's time. It's time.
Hey, you, pass the salt.
You know what, why it's disintegrating? Because we're jellyfish.
Pass the salt, will you?
Pass the salt.
Pass the salt, amigo.
It's time. It's time.
I think they could give us a new name. I believe we are Evan Jellyfish.
Hey, will you pass the salt?
Pass the salt.
We need salt over here.
It's time for Pass the Salt.
Pass the salt.
But we like to share the gospel without any backbone to it, see?
The views, opinions, and seemingly outrageous comments expressed in this program are based on the Holy Spirit leading of a man called Coach.
I gotta ask you this out there, Christian America.
It's time for Pass the Salt with a coach, Dave Dobenmeyer.
Well, first of all, before we get rolling, we got a great show today. We've got a guy who actually lives in Minnesota. He's going to tell us what's really going on in Minnesota. Yeah, hang in there with me. And a tip of the cap this morning to all of you who sent a card to my wife. It's her birthday today. 70 big ones today. When I came down, she was opening cards. I hit them all. She was opening cards this morning, and she's blown away by all of you who sent her cards. She's that's an unbelievable woman up there, man. 70 years old today. She looks 23. I love her, and I appreciate all you guys doing that. And she's reading the cards, and tears running down her cheek. And so thank you all of you for doing that for us. And just she's something else, man. She's something else. Overwhelmed today with what we're gonna. We have a guest today. I'm gonna get to him here in a second. Michelle and I in October, let me see if I got this, Spencer. I want to try to connect all this stuff if I can. But don't forget the Men of Iron Conference. I just got so much stuff I want to share with you all today. The Men of Iron Conference is going on. Folks, if you guys would like to go, we're going to go to this. It's in Green Bay. Ray, come on in. Give us an overview again, Ray. These are two different conferences. Ray has organized one piggybacking on this one, right? Right, Ray? So fill us in on what's going on. Men of Iron, and I talked about that yesterday. Not weak men. No. Men of Iron. Let's act like men of iron. The whole creation groaneth, waiting for God's people to show up. So, Ray, walk us through this real quickly, if you could, bud.
Exactly, Coach. Men of Iron, it's a men's only, and it's to put us into action, kind of like a leadership conference. It's going to be designed to put us into the game a little bit. Some that are looking for direction and kind of uniting us together in a force like what's happening in Minneapolis. You know, they're united together. Well, we need to do the same thing. And that's just kind of encourage each other to take that step and then just go out and do something with it in your own community.
This will grow hair on your chest, folks. This will grow hair on your chest. This is Christianity with hair on your chest, okay? I mean, that's maybe not welcome in your church, but the whole creation is groaning, waiting for God's people to show up.
Right.
Hair on your chest Christianity. Hey, I might coin that phrase, Ray. What do you think?
That's a good one.
Hair on your chest Christianity.
We need it. So that's basically it in a nutshell. It's a day-long thing for Saturday on the last day of the month, February 28th. And prior to that, seeing they were doing that, I put together another event the day before, Friday the 27th. I call it the King Jesus Vision. It's just to focus on our King and how mighty he is and encourage each other up, build each other up in our mighty faith. So that we can be useful tools in the kingdom. So, and it's a time of fellowship, gathering together, man and woman. This isn't just designed for men only, but we got some good people. Coach,
you're going to be able to see. Look at that, huh?
Yeah, Scott Scarra, he's going to be there. Matt Torella, praise the Lord. We got Dave Allison coming down. He's an evangelist with the music. And this can be a time of healing, forgiveness, and just a all-around great time fellowship. So
folks,
appreciate all that.
If you're in Ohio, wherever, if you're interested in going to this, get a hold of it. We got a month. Mm-hmm. I'll rent some vans if I have to that we can all carpool up there. I already got a car full. And we would like as many people to go for that weekend as we can. As far as sleeping arrangements, bring a sleeping bag. We'll find some place that you can crash if you have to. We'll get you a hotel if you have to. There are places that you can stay there as well. The two events are about 45 minutes apart. So Ray is piggybacked off of the Men of Iron conference. And look, these are Men of Iron. Okay. These ain't play around guys. This is hair on your chest Christianity. And if you'd like to rub, now I'm not talking about grunting and farting and cussing and spitting, chewing tobacco. No. This is righteous men with hair on their chests. And we'd love for you to be part
of it. Yeah, one quick thing too. Rob Pugh won't be able to do a conference up in Wisconsin this year. So this is kind of a mini one for people.
All right. Okay, folks. So come on, man. If you're from Ohio and you want to go, I'll get a bigger van. I rented one yesterday. I'll get a bigger one if you want to jump in. You got to let me know. Got to let me. They said, what about women? Well, I'm taking my wife with me. And Dave Allison's taking his wife. And so the women can kind of hang out because one of them's men only. It's men only. And so women can hang out and do whatever women do. They don't have any hair on their chest, I don't think. So we don't want them growing any hairs on their chest. So the women will go. They'll go make muffins somewhere or do whatever they're going to do. Some good women fellowship too. So again, if you'd like to go, we'd love, we've got a month. We'd love for you to be part of it. Oh, I got so much stuff I want to jump into here. Have I covered that okay, Ray? Before I bring Dana Blong in here, I want you to bring up number, Spencer says number 12. I wonder how many people out there in Christianity are daily praying for President Trump. Hang on. As opposed to bitching about him, complaining about him. So I went on today online, 12 Bible verses about praying for our leaders. Are you doing that? Or you getting mad when we talk about him, Donald Trump, here on Coach Dave Live? You get mad and you don't come back, take your ball and go home. You're supposed to be praying for him. 2 Timothy says, I exhort you, therefore, that first of all, supplications, prayers, and intercession and giving thanks be made for all men, for kings and for all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. Are you praying for the conversion of Donald Trump, or are you just griping that he isn't saved? Which is it? Which was it? What are they doing in your circle? Romans 1, let every soul be subject unto the higher powers, for there is no power but of God. And the powers that be are ordained of God. And I hate to wake you up and tell you this, but Donald Trump is ordained by God. Sorry. Proverbs, the king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. Pray for Donald Trump's conversion. Why? The king's heart is in the hand of the Lord. As the rivers of water, he turneth the heart of the king wherever he will. You see this, folks? Are you reading this stuff? All of you out there griping and moaning and bitching about Donald Trump? Honor all men. Love the brotherhood. Fear God. Honor the president. It's because we don't have a king, do we? Although they're bitching about that, huh? Well, no kings. Well, we have a king. We have a king, and he's the king of kings. And the king of kings appointed Donald Trump president of the United States, whether it be for judgment, whether for whatever, who knows? Who knows? Look at what the hell's going on in Minnesota after we went up there in October. Huh? Yeah, just a few months ago, staked that place. We're going to get to you, Dana. Hang on. And seek the peace, Jeremiah, and seek the peace of the city, whether I have caused you to be. Carried away captives and praying to the Lord for it. For in the peace thereof shall you have peace. Peace for your city. Psalm 22:8. For the kingdom is the Lord's, and he is the governor among the nations. Well, I just don't like Trump. Well, too bad. The Lord does. Sorry. He didn't give us Kamala. He could have given us Kamala. He sure could have. By the way, he gave us Obama too, didn't he? He gave us Obama. Bitch all you want to. Pray for the peace of Jerusalem. They shall prosper that love thee. Now, you can think that Jerusalem is Jerusalem, but folks, there weren't no America back when Psalm 122 was written. How would you pray for the peace of America if there wasn't one? Oh, come on. Come on. I'm stepping on some toes. Pray, set First Timothy, for kings and all that are in authority, that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Hey, by the way, was King David a good, righteous man? Didn't he kill somebody? Didn't he have himself a bunch of girlfriends? I'm just kind of curious here. And didn't God make him king? Why? For kings, pray for kings and all that are in authority that we may lead a quiet and peaceful life in all godliness and honesty. Pray for Trump. Daniel, and he changes the times and the season. Hey, Ray, you watching? And removeth presidents and setteth up presidents. He giveth wisdom unto the wise and knowledge to them that know understanding. You mean Donald Trump was picked by God? I don't know. Maybe the Bible's a lie. Maybe it's a lie. There are more Christians bitching about Trump than praying for him. Gene, that would be a boom. Vinny, that'd be a boom. Seek the Lord and his strength. And seek his face continually. Ephesians, praying always with all prayer and supplications in the Spirit and watching thereunto unto all perseverance and supplication for all saints. James, confess your faults one to another. Pray for one another that you may be healed, because the effectual, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. How many of you, including me, daily pray for the salvation of Donald Trump? Hey, how about this? How about praying for the salvation of Melania Trump, who will appeal to her husband? How about praying for the salvation of Barron Trump, that he might spill over unto his father? Because I don't know who got you saved. Who got you saved? I know where I heard the gospel. And it wasn't where you'd expect it to be. Somebody shared it with me and boom. Michelle, I get Michelle, tell you where she heard the gospel. She heard it. She went to a Bible study at my sister's house. She was just some good old Catholic girl. Nothing against Catholics. Just a good old Catholic girl like me, a good old Catholic boy. And she heard the gospel. Robert Call, right, Michelle? Robert Call, some little dinky nobody, shared the gospel with my wife at a women's Bible study at my sister's house, and Michelle Dobbenmeyer was radically transformed. That's something? And here she is on her 70th birthday, serving the Lord with all of her heart.
Boom.
God help us, man. God help us. I got so much to show you today, but I'm not going to. I've invited in a dear friend. He's become a dear friend. We went up to Stake, Minnesota, back in October 2025. Dana invited us up. He wants me to come back up. We met John Sagan up there. I don't know if John's in here this morning or not. We staked the Mississippi River, and we staked churches in St. Paul, and we staked Capitol Building in Minneapolis, St. Paul. We did all that stuff in October, and little did we know that all hell was going to break loose. All hell. Dane, I hate to say it, I think we launched it. I think we launched what's going on, the expose of all the thievery. See, they're trying, folks, they're doing the oldest trick in the book, distract, distract, distract. They wanted to make it about that guy who got shot and killed. And, well, nobody, we don't rejoice over that. Stop it. Huh? But they're trying to make it about that rather than the billions, billions of American taxpayer dollars that have been funneled, not just in Minnesota, but now in Columbus, Ohio, in Springfield, Ohio. Does anybody remember when Coach Dave was talking about Governor DeWine and all the Haitians he brought over? Anybody remember that? We've been on the cutting edge, have we not? Have we not? So we turn on the TV every day, or I don't. I don't even look at TV. I get on the internet every day, and I see over and over and over how angry the people are in Minnesota. But by the way, those aren't Minnesotans, folks. We're now finding out. We know this beyond a fact. This is a paid organization. Those protesters are paid organization. And I'll find it here at some point. We now know they're doing a lot of investigation, and we're finding out who's funding this, these protesters, huh? And folks, I hate to tell you, I was right again. It's a color revolution. It's communist China. They have to overthrow America. Folks, it's Christianity on the chopping block. Wake the hell up. We wrestle not against flesh and blood, but principalities and powers, evil spirits in high places. The weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty through God to the pulling down of strongholds, casting down imaginations and every high and lofty thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing it in captivity to the obedience of Christ. That's what we're supposed to be doing. Instead, we're having men's conferences on how to be more successful at work and how to love your wife better. Somebody give me a boom. That's why I need a boom right about there. We are so not over the target in our churches.
Boom.
Huh? Thank you. We're so not over the target. I'm telling you. Let me shut up here and bring Dana in. Dana, first of all, thanks for getting up out there. Dana Belong is just a businessman. He's just a businessman. That's all he is. And Michelle and I were invited up there in October. We went up there in October. Victoria Hollowick, we're praying for you, Victoria, and all you're going through. It's all going to be okay. It's all going to be okay. And we went up there. We staked. Dana said, come on up here, man. John Sagan up there. Come on. Come on. And we went up there and we staked Minnesota, the churches. What a trip we had, right, Dana? What a trip we had. And we are seeing, folks, we're seeing the explosion of the kingdom of God infiltrating the kingdom of hell. And look what's going on. And the media is on the side of the kingdom of hell. Do you understand that yet? Do you understand that? They're on the side of the kingdom of hell. And so they're trying to make it look as bad as they can. And yes, some guy getting shot, it was horrible. And yes, we feel bad for that. But why the hell would you take a gun to march? Isn't there some individual responsibility here? I'm going to shut up. I'm going to shut up a second. Dana, thanks for getting up early this morning. And as a guy who's, you're waist deep in Minnesota. It's your life. You live right along the banks of the Mississippi River. What's really going on up there, Dana?
Okay, Coach. Good to see you. Tell your wife happy birthday. Yeah. She is a joy. We had a wonderful time when she was here. My wife just loved hanging out with her.
Yes,
and
sir.
You and I had a great time going up to the cities and actually stoning. And it was you that suggested stoning places. And yep. The Holy Spirit told me, we need to hit Minnesota up by the Capitol. And we did
Saint
that.
Paul.
And
Saint,
you know what? God is just looking for some good. God's looking for some godly men to stand forward and be warriors for him. And you know what, folks? We need to be an impact. And impact means starts with us. We're the hands and feet for Jesus. And what we can do is up to us. And God's just waiting for people like us to stand up and make a difference in this world. And obvious, we got a crazy world. And a good friend of mine, his son is within two blocks of George Floyd's incident, and this whole incident with this guy got shot, he was only a block away. And he said, everybody around there in the cities are scared to come outside because of these crazy lunatics running around protesting.
So Dana, they're not afraid of ICE. They're afraid of the crazy lunatics
exactly. In
the town, right?
Yeah, they're crazy. They're afraid of the people that are out there protesting. They said none of them are our people. They're people that are bust in and making a scene for whoever's supporting them. They're getting paid. And they said, we don't even want to go near any of that. They void the whole neighborhood. They try to stay away from it because it's insane.
So, Dana, the idea that the church people are going to show up out on the streets is that's a non-starter. Because they don't want to get out there and get beat up and have their tires sliced on their cars and their windows busted in their cars. Dana, what would you say overall for, you swim in conservative circles, but you're a businessman. You see a lot of people. What does the average Minnesotan think about what's going on up there, Dana?
I would say 95% of us are all for Donald Trump. We do not want this protesting going on. We want him to show up and arrest these people, get them out of here, and clean up our state. These people, Somalians, were brought here for one reason, for their support for voting. That's the whole reason why they're here. And they, I've talked to people that been around these Somalians. They're lazy. They do not support our country. All they want is what they can get. All they do is want, and complain.
So, Dana, great question for all of us. I think all of us sitting out here in the hinterland are asking ourselves, how in the hell, pardon my French, can billions of dollars flow into Minnesota and Governor Walz not know it?
He knows it. He's lying.
So he's all this rioting and stuff. Would it be wrong for me, Dana, to say it's a distraction? Look over here. Look over here. Look over here. And what they really don't want is an investigation to come in and show all the corrupt. Hey, Dana, it's not even open for a debate that billions of dollars have disappeared up there, right, Dana?
Exactly. They figured per person, it cost every one of us over $1,500 out of our pockets. And that's estimate right now. We don't know how much more. I mean, they say $9 billion. It could be $20 billion by the time they're all done.
Folks, this is just in Minnesota. We're finding out it's popping up everywhere. Where did I see today? Another place that, oh my God, look at all this money. It's unbelievable. Unbelievable. Hey, let me show you this real quickly, Dana. Just sit there. Michael Savage, okay? You guys know who Michael Savage, Savage Nation. I still catch him every once in a while. He is so, folks, a spiritual war. It's a spiritual war. And I told you yesterday, don't want to sound like a know-it-all, it's about the destruction of white Anglo-Saxon Protestantism. That is the barrier against the devil. Whether you want to believe that or not, that is the battle. Because why? We wrestle not against flesh and blood, principalities, powers, right? Well, listen what Michael Savage said yesterday. Go ahead.
Liberals want a burning civil war. They want it to spread from Minneapolis to the whole nation. They want a revolution. And they're going to get one. Two of them have been killed so far, but this is just the beginning if they keep this up. Because liberalism is a mental disorder. You look at the people who are getting whacked, they're crazy. They're crazy. You provoke a guy with a loaded weapon over and over and over again in the streets. What the hell do you think is going to happen? You think because you blow a whistle with your girlfriend, they're going to back off? You think you're on the college campus where you bulge your way to the top? That's how they destroy the universities, these lesbians. I know what I'm talking about. I've watched them destroy the nation. They started with the universities. Then they went into the churches where you had dykes become priests. And then they preached the most abominable things as Christ-like. I am sick of this revolution. I want it over with. I'd like to see it over with. The left thinks they're going to win this revolution. They're not going to win. They're going to wind up dead in the streets. This administration is not going to withdraw the federal troops. They're not going to let the illegal aliens run wild in Minneapolis or anywhere else. They're not going to let Walz and Fry laugh all the way to their Swiss banks. Where are the billions of dollars in fraudulent monies that went missing in Minneapolis? That, my friends, always follow the money. That's who's behind these riots. Follow the money.
So, Dana, folks, I want to open it up. You have some questions for Dana here. Hey, Dana, what's been the reaction of the Christian community up where you are?
Well, they're upset because all the money that's been transferred out of here, they actually got videos of them Somalians with suitcases loaded with thousands and billions of dollars just in the suitcase, and they ship them right out. And the one guy that they interviewed asked him, how can they do this? And he goes, we got a hold of the security and told them, hey, these suitcases are full. And they go, who is it? They told them, they says, all right, let them go. And it's like, so it goes way up the channels. It's involved with the police as well. They're involved in all this. It's like corruption on top of corruption.
Nothing hidden that will not be revealed. Let me play this real quickly. Again, got a question for Dana. Your 2 cents worth. Go ahead and throw it in. Pull up Obama. By the way, he's got this Muslim, homosexual, Muslim freak, Barack Hussein Obama. Okay, come on now. Can we man up and be honest about what it was? An infiltration, right? Huh? Okay. Based on, dare I say it, racism. Oh, he was a black man. It wasn't somebody said he was a clean black man. Remember that, Vinny? I don't know why I say Vinny, because Vinny, I know Vinny's a black. He's a clean black man. Now, I guess you're a dirty black man, whatever it was. Hey, folks, 2013, listen to this homosexual Muslim freak talk about immigration. Go ahead. 2013. Go ahead. Hang on, folks. A lot of this stuff that I put up could be AI. They can create anybody saying anything, okay? I understand that. Don't send me an email. So that's AI. Okay, let's say it is AI. This was his position in 2013. Go ahead.
You know, I'm the president of the United States. I'm not the emperor of the United States. My job is to execute laws that are passed. And Congress right now has not changed what I consider to be a broken immigration system. And what that means is that we have certain obligations to enforce the laws that are in place, even if we think that in many cases the results may be tragic. There are going to be some stories that break our hearts. And more importantly, we're going to continue to have an economy that is stifled by a really inefficient system where not only are we deporting folks, but we also have a legal immigration system that is so bottlenecked that it forces sometimes people into the illegal system.
You know, hey, folks. Hey, Spencer, see how good you are? Quick draw up there. Which president deported the most non-citizens? Which president had the deported the most non-citizens? Let's see who that would be.
Obama.
Well, I'll be darned. Barack Obama deported more non-citizens than any other president in history. 2.7 million over 3 million. Are you kidding me? He was known as the deporter in chief. What? Bush deported 2 million. Trump only did fewer than 1 million. Bill Clinton, 12 million. And what are they calling Trump? Huh? Nazi? What? Whatever? Huh? Huh? Following the damn law? Boy, have they ever lied to us, folks? The media is so stinking corrupt. Pull up. It says great picture. I want. Hey, come on in here. If I want to just talk to Dana, I'd call him. Here's the picture. Here's the picture of what's going on in Minnesota. They all got their hand in the cookie jar. Getting money and pointing at ICE. ICE. Oh, it's ICE. We got to go get ICE. Got to, huh? Divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. All right. Come on, Dana. Tell us some more here, brother.
Well, you know, Coach, the whole deal is our government has gotten so corrupted, and now Donald Trump is trying to clean up the mess, and he's got his hands full, and he's doing
what he can. By the way, Dana, we're supposed to be praying for him, aren't we, Dana?
Absolutely.
Are we supposed to be criticizing him or praying for him?
We're supposed to pray for him. And I've been praying in the middle of the night, whenever I can think about him, I pray for him. Him and his wife and his family. Because you know what? He is the leader that God put him there. And it's up to us to pray for his safety and that God will lead him, make the righteous things that he needs to do. He can take a non-righteous man and make him do righteous things. And we need to pray that he becomes a holy, righteous man. But the thing is, the things he's doing are righteous things right now, cleaning up this corruption. And we need to come beside him and support him. And our only way to support is pray. It talks about pray and self.
There's no, I interrupt for a living, but I'm sorry.
That's okay. You're good.
Folks, there's no doubt. Is there any doubt in your mind which side the media is on? Is there any doubt that we don't have a free press?
They're on the left side.
They're communists. They're communists. They've infiltrated and they've taken over all of it, friends, all of it. And that average person that you go to church with ain't got any idea what's going on. Because if they're watching any of what we would consider the mainstream media, whatever it would be, CNN, even Fox ain't telling. You think Fox is, you think Fox News is conservative? Come on. Tell me you're smarter than that, right? So what we're getting is I got it right here. Where is it? Had enough, China, pulled up there. I'm not gonna read the whole thing, pulled up there. Had enough, China. Burning platform telling you that behind all of this stuff is China. You ever heard of this guy? Ever heard of this guy? Scroll down a minute. It isn't obvious, seditious. How about this guy? Maoist maniacs. But scroll on down. Here's the guy. Neville Roy Singham is now based in Shanghai. And he is organizing money from communist China to overthrow America. Did you guys know that? Singham's father, Archibald, was a Sri Lanka policy science professor at Brooklyn College, specializing in third world revolutions. His mother was Cuban-born Marxist. Singham founded a software development company called ThoughtWorks in 1993, sold it to London for $783 million. And now he's taking all that money to dismantle capitalism. And then you have his perfect foil, Minnesota Governor Tim Walz, who visited China 30 times in his previous career as a teacher. Hey, Dana, how many times have you been to China?
Never once.
Never once. Anybody else? Ray? You probably go to China 30 times. You probably go there a lot, don't you? Adam, you go to China 30 times. Hey, Jeff Beers, you've been going. Randy, you certainly been going to China 30 times, huh? So he's been to China 30 times, and he becomes governor. What? Yeah, he, as a teacher, his travel often funded by the CCP. What was he up to? I think we're going to find out.
Yeah, good.
We're also going to find out what he has been up to in the state that he supposedly runs. This developing mega scandal of billions creamed off taxpayers through the Somali fake social services fraud. He knows it! How much of it landed in the bank accounts of Minnesota politicians and administrative officials? We're about to find that out too. China, folks. The communication system for Minneapolis Riots is an encrypted signal chat network run by Tim Walz's aide, campaign strategist Adam Noel Kohler. That's how they organize rapid response actions against ICE. The government is doing it, folks. The government is getting these people to show up. Why? Because Walz is a communist. He's a communist. Hey, Dana, how do you get elected?
What was that?
How did he get elected? I mean, when cheating, we understand all that. We all understand that. How?
He was getting support from all the Somalians. And there's thousands and thousands of them. All us Minnesotans, we know who we wanted, and we get voted out every time. We couldn't figure out why. Well, it makes perfect sense. They got their masks and Maz and everything up there in the cities. And Tim Walz just... whatever they want, they get. And that's why he's got the votes he got coming.
Because the overall Singham CC plan is to get rid of Donald Trump.
Yep.
The Communist Party. Come on. Scroll down, Spence, please. The overall plan is get rid of Donald Trump, elect the Democrat Party Congress, and turn the USA into the CCP-infected clone zone. The Dems have already made their strategy clear. Bring in X million illegals, aliens, it's already been done. Set them up as voters, it's already been done. Admit D.C. and Puerto Rico as new states to secure the Senate. Stuff the Supreme Court with extra lefty left justices and set about redistributing the nation's wealth from the productive class to their rainbow coalition of the oppressed, marginalized, non-white, and mentally ill. I'm sorry if this sounds like a ridiculous plot of the James Bond movie. Oscar Wilde was into something when he observed that the left life intimidates art. Now, the question is, what are we going to do about all this? That's the question. We who care about preserving an American republic based on economic liberty, perhaps more to the point, how to put down the current engineered chaos in Minnesota ASAP in a way that serves notice that we're not going to put up with this Marxist crap. We ain't going to put up with it.
Exactly. We need to vote.
Many are calling for President Trump to invoke the Insurrection Act.
Amen.
Singham CCP Democratic Party axis would like nothing better, of course, because they could then slap the tyrant level, the king label on Trump and set him up for impeachment in 2027 if they can take the midterm elections. And they'll do exactly that if Senate Majority Leader John Thune keeps obstructing passage of the Save Election Reform Act. In short, is there a path short of the Insurrection Act to quell the Minnesota mobs? How about this? Since Minnesota police have been ordered to stand down. Did you know that? Yep.
They've been doing that.
Minnesota police will not support the drug agents, whatever you call them up there. Since the Minneapolis police have been ordered to stand down by Mayor Jacob Fry, why not deputize the officers as federal marshals and put them under the direct authority of the U.S. Department of Justice? Then arrest as many unruly mob actors as possible just to get them off of the streets and make the point that there are consequences. Meanwhile, seize the assets of all the organizations that are funding this chaos. No more coffee and donuts, no more signal chat dispatch systems, no more subsidized motel stays, no more paid checks for rioters.
Sounds good. Let's get her done.
That's a start, huh? Expect to see some resolute action this week against the parties involved in the Minneapolis attacks on immigration enforcement. And understand that the forensic litigation over Alex Priddy's foolish death is just an obsessive, compulsive public ritual that is fooling nobody with half a brain. Get in law enforcement's face with a gun, and you signed your own death warrant. Huh? Come on, man. Come on.
You know, it's kind of funny, Coach. I'm a licensed carrier, and one of the things we were taught, if you carry a gun, the only time you can actually use that gun is if you're backed in a corner, like in your home, or if you're in a bathroom or something and you have no chance of getting out of it, then you're allowed to use it. That's the only time. Otherwise, you basically carry the thing, but you can't really use it. And I'm a hunter. And when I go out hunting, I take a gun with me to go hunting. Why is this guy taking a gun to a protest if he's not planning on using it? It makes no sense.
Dana, they're painting him out to be a Boy Scout. He's a nurse. Folks, did you know that he lost his job? Did you know he wasn't a nurse? Do you know that something happened to this guy that he went so radically crazy? Hey, folks, hey. It's sad he got shot, killed. What does it say? F-A? F-O? F around, find out? It's a tragedy. Yes, it's a tragedy.
You play with fire, you get burnt.
Huh? And now what are they going to try to do? Oh, they're going to try to hang those agents, aren't they? Oh, hey, folks, did you watch it all? Have you watched it all? How these agents, ICE agents, have been under attack? Have you been watching it all? And can you imagine that they're throwing stuff at you and they're peeing at you and who knows what they're doing and they're chanting against you and you're in a wrestling match with some guy that's got a freaking gun? And somebody yells gun? Well, maybe we're finding out now that maybe somebody disarmed him and the gun went off. We don't know for sure because it's all lies. And so the gun went off. And if you're out there and you're one of those guys and the gun goes off, you're firing, aren't you? I'm sorry. You're firing. So in that chaos, they slow down the video and they make it look like, well, this is all well thought out. No. This is an instantaneous, boom, something happened and people reacted. Why the hell was he there with a gun? George Howard, come on in, George.
I'm going to dig into this, but I just saw yesterday where he is a paid crisis actor, and they said that he's been killed twice now, or three times, or something like that.
I heard that too.
Kind of ironic, but I'm going to look into it and see what it is, because I just briefly saw it yesterday. But then there was a photo that they showed, but something about an AI glitch or something, where they were shown, like, one of the police officers' head or ICE's heads is not there or something. So I've been kind of digging into it. I haven't found out everything yet, but yeah
we got to be careful. A lot of lies going on. Hey, Dana, would it be safe to say, just curious, would it be safe to say that the Minneapolis police are not protecting, I hate to use the term, the Anglo-Saxon Christians that live in town? Would that be safe to say, Dana? The cops are not protecting people?
Basically, they've been told to stand down and not support anybody that's part of the right side.
Without putting you on the spot, Dana.
Oh, that's all right. But
what's been the reaction of the church, especially after these guys went into the freaking church and the church still won't get involved?
It's pretty sad. We have no, I would call, Christian balls. Nobody's standing up to these people. I'll tell you what, if it was in my church that I was at, I would be escorting them people back, and I rebuke him in Jesus' name. I mean, we're in a spiritual warfare. This is where it's really at.
Hey, Dana, in honor of my Lord and in honor of my wife and protection of my wife and my children, I'd have knocked some freaking teeth out. That's what I'd have done in the church.
I'd have gave him the fivefold ministry.
There you go. Give them the fivefold ministry. Pastor Dale, come on in. Dale, what would happen if these people showed up at your church? Hey, Dale, you would expect the police to eventually come and get them out of there, wouldn't you, Dale?
Can you say Swiss cheese? So, I mean, the more I read about this, you know, that they were blocking the stairwells from parents to go down and get their children. So they're looking at kidnapping charges and all this. But, Coach, I want to say this because I want to disarm and give good knowledge. I literally spent 2 hours yesterday. My wife will sit here and concur with a former FBI guy that helped Chet Gallagher in his case. He's an attorney, blah, 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 blah. We were talking about this, and the big thing is, oh, he didn't have his gun. They already disarmed him. You know what my friend said? We never look at that as that he only has one gun. If he has one, he might have two. And that is why they did what they did. If they got one gun off, I don't care, before they took him to the ground. Any serial killer out there, show me where they're only using one gun. They had the potentiality.
You don't know who else in the crowd's going to fire either, right?
Well, I'm just telling you, in that scenario, what the typical social media are saying, well, they already took his gun. Exactly. He might have had another one.
Oh, my goodness. We turned into a bunch of sissies. Randy.
Yeah, I just want to commend, Coach, the group up there, Dana and his group, and them having you come, Coach. To me, that's the story for me, is that how people like us can hear the Holy Spirit say, I need you to do something. It's time, time, time. And to me, if we can hear the Holy Spirit and do things right now in time and space, place, where we are, our locations, I'm telling you, Coach, just little people like us can make a huge difference. We can change the course. And we are the church. I mean, you guys, when you went out and did that staking, and remember, Coach, I called you and I said, hey, take some salt and go to the Mississippi River. Sure you do the river. That came on me just in the moment that you was going. Well, the Holy Spirit's the leader of this whole agenda for us, Coach.
Amen.
And Dana, thank you, brother, for hearing and doing and being obedient. Because if we can show people how to be obedient, Coach, we don't even have to watch the videos and know what's going on. We can do what the opposite effect in real time, the battling in the spirit realm, even. And by the way, make you a whip and carry it on your side like Indiana Jones. And they won't take you to jail. You won't have a gun that way, maybe. I don't know.
But folks, I don't know if you know. Well, you wouldn't know this. I never knew Dana Blong. I never knew him. I didn't know who he was. And I get a message from Dana Blong Coach, we need some help up here. Would you come up there and help us learn how to stake or put stones? That's how it began. I said, but Minnesota? Where the hell is that? How did I get there? I said, can I bring my wife? He said, yeah, you can stay here. I didn't know him from Eve. I didn't know him. And I think their Dana belongs all across America. It's time, folks, it's time we did something. It's time, folks, we cannot sit back and wonder what their next move is going to be. And I can promise you this right now, I'm not a fear monger. Right now, they are planning attacks on churches. I promise you, we are going to see a church full of people shot up because Dana, help me if I'm wrong here. Isn't that what the leadership in Minnesota is promoting?
Yep. We need to be men of God and be an impact wherever we go. And it was up to us to make a difference in this world. And I'm so glad that, Coach, that you were willing to take my offer and your wife came up here and we did something and we made an impact. Look what's happening. And
we unleashed the beast, didn't we?
Yeah, but it's we're like David. We're going to, we need to be bold like David. Take the giant on. Don't be afraid. Greater is he who's in thee. We've got to be an impact wherever we go, at work, at home, with our friends. It's so important that we are called out by God. And one of the things that I've been doing is as I've been growing up as a Christian life, is it says, ask and you shall receive, knock and the door shall be open. Well, why aren't we asking? God, use me today in a mighty way so I can make a difference. And that's the key. If anything I would get across to us Christian men, we need to be a difference, but we need to ask God, use me today. And you think about it, we don't get used because we don't ask.
Amen. Amen. So Dana, without getting too personal, and certainly don't say anything that would offend anybody or expose anybody, what's been the reaction of your pastor in regards to what's going on? Because that's probably the reaction most pastors are having.
Well, they pretty much are, they're not happy about it by no means, but it's like, but what are we going to do about it? Are we going to stand here and let people walk all over us? Are we going to prepare our church for a event like this? You just never know where they might show up. And, we need to be prepared. So it's opening people's eyes, that's for sure.
Man, oh, man, oh, man, oh, man. Somebody come on in. Come on. I got more, but I'm just kind of stuck right here. Look, come on in.
Yeah, Ireland. What do you know about this being an Islamic terror cell as described all across the internet?
What do you think, Dana?
Well, I'm sure it's there. I mean, it's spread, with all these different entities. They're all wound together like a web.
Dana, help me out here. Saint Paul. That's the name of the town, right? Saint Paul. A very, very Christian foundation. I'm going to say it. Okay, nobody else will say it. I'm going to say it. A very strong white Christian presence. Now, I'm going to say this. I'm not going to mention any names. I got a call yesterday. I'm going to have him on the show. I got a call yesterday from a black bishop in Florida who was part of what Ohio Brett's doing with the Hula Bowl, yada, yada, yada. I got a call from a black bishop yesterday. Folks, it so encouraged me. So encouraged me. And you know what his message was? The same message I have. We got to stop this black-white divide. We're brothers and sisters in Christ. We have got to stop this. And hey, oldest trick in the book, divide and conquer. Divide and conquer. I was blown away. I said, Bishop, why me? Why me? And he says, I catch your broadcast every once in a while. Coach, you are so right on. Yeah. Folks, do you understand that? Do you understand the wave that's gone through the church? Do you think the average black person, whatever that means, black Christian sitting in church, you think they're okay with what's going on in Minnesota? You think they're okay with these Somalians coming in and now they've become the favored minority and they're getting all the goodies? You think they're happy with all that? Boy, divide, they're good at what they do. Eileen, come on in. By the way, I'm going to have Bishop on here. I'm going to set it up. I'm going to have him on.
Good morning, Coach. I just had to say it was wonderful. The only headline that I saw was from a black pastor in North Carolina, and he said, if that Don Lemon comes here with his agitators or anybody tries to break into our church, we're going to pray for him, but there's going to be a serious rumble taking place.
Amen. Amen.
And we're going to.
Eileen, how about this one? You think Don Lemon would be in jail if he was a white heterosexual?
Hell yes.
Huh?
But he uses the race card and he's a gay black man. Gay black man. That's all we hear. He left out the stupid part, but that's okay.
They've been oppressed. They've been oppressed. Those poor blacks have been oppressed. Huh? Somebody help me out here. Benny, I'm not trying to offend anybody. How long ago was the civil rights movement? How long ago was that? 1961? Wasn't that when it was? When was Martin Luther King Jr. killed? Was that 1968? I think maybe. How long ago is that? That would be two generations. That would be two generations. And they're still calling them. We're still letting them blame racism for what's going on in the black community. What's going on in the what? Racism? What the hell's wrong with us? One more thing. Okay. Hold it up there. Charles Jennings. I'll get you, Jeff, just a minute. You guys ever heard of Charles Jennings? God bless Charles Jennings. God bless him. I'm going to start a fight here. Truth in History. You guys ever seen this website? Charles Jennings, who's he's been on before, and I've invited him on, but he's having some health problems. He can't come on right now. You want to get your toes curled, put this in the chat, Truth in History, and you're going to find out. Oh, here it comes. Here it comes. I'm sorry. You're going to find that the real roots of modern Christianity was through the white Anglo-Saxon Protestant. That's what Truth in History is all about. That the Apostle Paul, they believe, went over the mountains into Europe, and the gospel began to spread from there. And it went to England, and it went to England. And then they got on a boat, and they sailed across the ocean, and they brought the gospel of the kingdom of God to America. And America took the gospel to the world. Not racism. Anglo-Saxons. Anglo-Saxons. Now, if you got the courage, spend some time on Truth in History. And Spencer, if you could, I don't know if you can make that a little bit. Look at what some of these stories are. What manner of man is this? Jesus Christ, the glorified God-man. The Father is manifest in the Son, the kingdom of his dear Son. What is the kingdom? What is these are teachings from Charles Jennings. That's unbelievable. Do this for me.
You don't understand.
Let me see what I got going here. Okay. Do click the one at the bottom. Charles Jennings, I'm running out of time. Daggone it. Sons of God. Started with a 2-minute. This is Pastor Charles Jennings, a dear, dear man of God. He loves Christ like you can't believe. Started at the 2-minute mark and listen to what Charles. Hey, I heard you cry racism. I heard you do that. I heard you cry racist. Go ahead.
But it took a while to recover, not from the fall, but from the surgery. That was quite an ordeal. So I just want to say thank the Lord, and I appreciate your prayers, your concern, cards, and so forth.
Yeah, speed him up a little bit. He's talking
today. I would like to talk about Christians, the word Christian, as opposed to sons of God. Now, in our Bible, the word Christian is used 3 times. And the first one is found in the book of Acts, chapter 11. And this is the setting for that verse. On Paul's, some of his missionary journeys, Barnabas, well, actually Paul was at home. at Tarsus, and Barnabas went and got him. So they formed a team together.
Okay, stop. And, okay, and, you can watch this on your own. Now, I saw a comment there, Pete. Pete says he's a good man, but does not make him right on everything. Duh. Duh. We got people following their religion. Don't make them right on everything. Duh. Duh. Go on, Jeff.
Coach, I remember about 8 years ago, the strippers coming marching around the church topless, yep, holding a sign out there that said, Jeff Klein and Pastor Bill Dunphy, the new American Taliban.
There you go.
Yes. Just scaring people to death, kids all over our porch.
They wanted to sodomize your grandchildren, Jeff.
Yeah. And in a federal courthouse, it went 6 years. That judge did not want that case in front up in his courtroom.
Right. Amen. Dana, we're running out of time here. Come on in and help wrap us up. How can we help you? What can we do?
Well, if any guys want to get together, we got more things to stone up there. We can do a lot more of those mosques. And, you know, we can make a difference. It starts with us. God is stand to be godly men.
We hit him, man, didn't we, Dana? We went to the Capitol building. We went to the Supreme Court building. We went to churches. Who's that looking over your shoulder there?
That's my lovely wife, Vicky.
Hey, Vicky. Something?
Sure.
I think we are not going to win this battle by ejecting everyone that is an illegal alien. We will only win this battle spiritually. So I ask every one of you, every time you see a Muslim man or woman, pray, to greet them with God's love and pray that they have Jesus dreams all over the Mideast, in all of these countries where Muslims live. They're having Jesus dreams and they are coming to know God in a great and mighty way. And many are dying for their faith. That can happen here too. We have that same power. So every time you see a Muslim, you pray with your entire heart that they have a Jesus dream and that he reveals himself to them.
Vicky, for about 38 years of my life, I was a church-going Catholic pagan. Amen. Church-going Catholic pagan. And I got converted. And if I can get converted, you're right, man. We pray that God would do a miracle in the heart of the of these people.
Thank you.
So Dana, thanks for joining us this morning. And
my pleasure.
Anything, I'll bring another crew up there. Anything we can do to help, we will help. And folks, we need to pray that the body of Christ will awaken in Minnesota. Awaken. Now, I understand, makes sense. They don't want to go out in the streets now. There's freaking crazy people out in this, green-haired, earring-nosed people out in the streets, right?
They're crazy. They look crazy, and they are crazy.
They're demonic, dude. They're demonic. They're more than crazy. They're worse than crazy.
They're demonic is right. I mean, that's the only way you can defeat those is rebuke them in Jesus' name. We have that authority.
Amen. We got to get engaged. Dana, hang in there with us. Thanks for joining us this morning. Folks, we'll see you tomorrow. Hey, thanks for the cards to Michelle. It blessed you more than you ever know. I'm married to a 70-year-old beauty queen. See you tomorrow.